Some of the people see President Magufuli as a nationalist, as a patriot, as a leader who can lead them through this crisis. And they think Magufuli has taken the right approach to tell Tanzanians that vaccine has some hidden impacts, or has some, or those people who prepare or who crusade for vaccine in Tanzania or in Africa in general have an ulterior motive. But there are those who are a bit skeptical about his approach on COVID-19 and vaccine in general. There are people who think Dr. John Pombe Magufuli could allow medical practitioners to be free to practice their profession and to advise Tanzanians properly. So, in fact, generally, the general public has been divided concerning what Magufuli is taking as an action towards combating COVID-19 in our country.
But Faraja, if there's concern of a dispute pitting one Tanzanian against the other, believing what they could believe, despite the fact that you have the presence of coronavirus in Tanzania, doesn't this defeat the purpose of limiting the spread of the disease in Tanzania?
So far, Peter, we can't say exactly that what is the status of corona in Tanzania, because no statistics have been shared by the authorities. And so we have been always guessing based on the sufferings that people are going through. We see people developing symptoms like those of corona. And it's because of that people have been suspicious that maybe this disease is taking our lives, is taking the lives of our friends, of our relatives. But in fact, most of us believe the government could take strong action by telling people what is going on and many other steps that can protect them from contacting COVID-19. Otherwise, we have been always living, maybe I can say, in the state of not knowing what is happening in our community or in our society, because the data are not shared by the authorities.
Talking about not knowing the situation of what is going on with regards to the disease in Tanzania, I'm sure you are aware that the Tanzanian Episcopal Conference issued a statement urging Catholic faithfuls to protect themselves against the virus, including resorting to prayer, social distancing, hand washing, and sanitizing. So isn't this a caution that they acknowledge that the disease or coronavirus exists in Tanzania in spite of the position of the government?
The statement released by Tanzania Episcopal Conference proves to us that the fear is there, and even the religious leaders are now aware of the fear, are now aware of the situation. They understand that their people need to be protected. And the Catholic Church in Tanzania is one of the strongest institutions that has been existing, that has been so bold to tell government sometimes that when things are not okay, they will always tell the government that things are not okay. And so sometimes if the government is not taking heed to what they advise, they will always advise the followers that please listen to what we tell you. This is the situation. And if you heard the Secretary General of Tanzania Episcopal Conference, Father Charles Kitima, told the press that in fact they have learned from the neighboring countries like Zambia. The youngest bishop had passed away. Even in Tanzania, some of the priests, several priests have been reported to have passed away because of the signs of COVID-19, although it hasn't been proved yet by the authorities that they passed away because of COVID-19, but they developed the signs similar to COVID-19, and that's why the Catholic Church has been so conscious about what is happening. its people have been affected, have been dying. So the church knows what is happening. Although they understand the president's position is not to tell people about the existence of COVID-19, rather to take precaution. So the church understands the position of the president, and that's why it has decided to take its own course of action.